Well, Jared Young remembers his time growing up in Glace Bay near the ocean and the cliffs. The illustrator and first-time author now lives in Toronto, and that's where he wrote his first children's book. The Cliff, as the book is called, shares some of his childhood experiences in Glace Bay. Jared Young spoke with Main Street's Jennifer Ludlow.
Let's start with the question you might expect. How long have you been writing and drawing?
Well, I think like a lot of people who write or draw, you know, there's no real definitive moment where it started. As long as I could remember, if there was a piece of paper there and a pencil, I would be scribbling on it. And my father used to always make the joke growing up that when they were trying to figure out what to get me for Christmas, my father would say, just get him a pad of paper and a pencil and and that'll be the end of it. But I would say... I drew all through my life, but, you know, eventually I ended up going to Sheridan College's animation program. And from there, I started working in a combination of broadcast and video games. And I've continued drawing ever since.
It's interesting to hear you say in video games, because I'm sure you may have heard it and a lot of listeners may have heard parents say, you know, you're not going to get anywhere with those video games, but you seem to be proving that's not true.
Well, I can credit that to my parents, because they let me play video games, but they, you know, they made sure I was out in the nice weather as well, or, you know, having other hobbies. So I did get some immersion in video games, but I also spent a lot of time just drawing my own characters and imagining my own games. And I'd credit that to them.
And what's that like, being one of the people who was able to turn a hobby into a career?
It's a huge privilege. And even when, you know, when you have tight deadlines or a lot of work, you always have that reflective moment where you say, you know, I'm able to make a living, you know, and pay my bills by doing something that feels very natural to me. And I guess you could say it's a privilege to be able to do it.
Let's talk a bit about writing. Have you written any other books?
No. So I had, you know, I had taken writer's craft classes in high school, and I had always written down a lot of my ideas in a lot of my sketchbooks. When I'd be drawing, I was always making little notes, you know, about a character's personality or an idea for a story. But The Cliff had somewhat the most recent book I've done, and, my first book. It actually started off as more of a picture book or a coffee table book. It sort of evolved into a children's book through, I guess what you could say, like a... not being able to help myself with drawing cartoon characters, I suppose, influenced by my background in animation. I guess that's, I don't know if that answers your question. I hope it does.
So what inspired you to write this book?
So it was very sentimental. I always decided that when I did write something, it would be based on my own experience. And, one thing that was always important to me was my childhood in Glace Bay. I had a very good childhood, and I had really good friends and, you know, lots of adventures. And especially in Tablehead during those sort of formative childhood years where, you know, you're playing in the elephant ears, or you're imagining that there's a pirate ship, you know, hidden in the cliffs of Tablehead. And I would say that what inspired me was I wanted to capture that wonder and imagination of where I grew up. And Tablehead really, for a young person, I think, you know, with access to the shores and whatnot, it's a really fertile place for the imagination. So The Cliff was inspired by that, you know, and it was also inspired very much by my son, who is now 6 years old, and he has a wild imagination, and he hasn't quite you know, he hasn't measured that against the scrutiny of his own experiences. So he's still feeling out what is possible, you know, and it reminded me a lot of those days in Tablehead, you know, where my friends and I would have these wild ideas about, you know, the way things worked and, you know, is there a magician in the elephant ears or, you know, a sorcerer?
Has your son seen these cliffs yet?
He has. Yes, we've taken him down twice, once when he was close to 2 years old, and just this past summer, we took him to Cape Breton and stayed at my grandmother's house, who still lives on Hill Street. She's 93 years old and still kicking and doing really well. And I took him down to the shore and walked him around to different locations, including the Marconi site. You know, and basically told him about, you know, this is where your father grew up. And you know, he finds it all very fascinating.
What was it like dipping back into your childhood for this book?
Like I said, I don't know if it's through rose-colored glasses at all, but I really had a very, I had a great childhood in Tablehead. And for me, it's... it just really brought back memories of riding my bike or whipping through the elephant ears or, you know, running into my grandmother's place and stealing, you know, cookies from the cookie jar or all of these different things. And I think in many ways, it simply working on the book simply just brought back memories that really I probably visit anyway every other day because I do think about, you know, my time in Cape Breton a lot.
And who do you want to read it?
Whoever is interested. I think it's a book that I kept simple so that people can project their own ideas. It's not heavily written. It's very much visually guided. So I hope that children can get something from it, but also adults can see something to relate to in the images and. You know, and feel excited that, you know, their little piece of the world has been represented in a book.
Can readers expect to see any more work from you anytime soon?
I do have something I'm planning right now, yes. So I will be taking notes and doing some sketches, and I'm looking forward to producing a new one.
Do you have any idea when it could be released?
I would say ideally, before end of 2024, but I also don't want to rush it because I want it to be, you know, fully realized. And so in that sense, I'll just say soon.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Jared Young is the author and illustrator of the children's book, The Cliff. And he was speaking there with Main Street's Jennifer Ludlow.